This is With All I've Done, written by Wandering Jedi Historian and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars Rebels fic featuring the relationship Alexander Kallus / Garazeb Aurelios, tagged Soulmates, Soulmate Identifying Marks, Self-Worth Issues, Getting Together, Mission Fic, Ghost Crew as Found Family, Minor Kanan / Hera, and Snark. Kallus only caught a glimpse of it on Baron. He'd then done his level best to forget the patch of fur on Zeb's arm that bore a mark identical to the one on his own left forearm. Even once he realized he didn't like the answers to the questions he'd asked, he still didn't let himself consider it. Zeb being his soulmate, it couldn't matter. Not after everything he'd done. Becoming Fulcrum wasn't enough. Not even being willing to die to warn the rebellion they'd been found was anywhere near sufficient. Not to deserve for Zeb to share his mark. Perhaps, in another life, in one where he'd been like Hera, smart enough to see the evils of the Empire from the start, maybe then it could have mattered. But in this one, no. In this one, he did not deserve Garazeb Aurelios. And so, he said nothing. Not when he was rescued after Adalon. And oh, it had been difficult to make sure Zeb never saw his arm. Zeb had tried so hard to insist on helping him see to his injuries. Not when he settled into the rebellion on Yavin 4. Not when he was fully accepted by the rest of Rebel intelligence. He said nothing. He did not deserve to say anything. Not to Zeb. So how does it feel going on a mission on the ghost rather than chasing it? Hera asked with a grin. With a face somewhere between a grimace and a smile, Kallus replied, Novel. Hera laughed as Chopper bleeped something rude. Kallus shook his head fondly at the droid. Truly, it wasn't a day on the ghost if Chopper wasn't being a menace in some fashion. Once Hera had them safely in hyperspace, he and the others reviewed the mission parameters once more. Why does Sabine get to cause the distraction? Ezra asked. We're good at showy. All it takes is Kanan and I igniting our lightsabers. Kanan put his hand on his Padawan's shoulder. Because loud and showy is Sabine's specialty. We need something that will draw significant attention fast. Kallus observed the Master and Padawan, as he often did. He had vague memories of the Jedi before. He'd grown up on Coruscant. The Jedi, a distant but constant presence with their temple and its spires, rising high at the very top level of the city planet. Never had he expected to get to know a pair of Jedi, nor had he expected a Jedi to willingly, openly acknowledge their soul bond. Yet Kanan Jarrus did not hide his soul bond with Hera Syndulla. They weren't flashy about it as some were. No, their relationship, at least to outsiders, was quiet, steady, and strong. Even Kanan's injuries had not changed that. Kallus was pleased for them. He'd seen more than one pair of soulmates realize just how shallow their bond truly was when faced with such a life-changing injury or other obstacle. Part of him ached with jealousy. Kanan and Hera were an excellent match. While Hera was more devoted to the rebellion, Kanan chose to pledge to it when given the chance. Kallus and Zeb weren't that. Never could be. Kanan might not have been a rebel from the beginning, might never have gotten involved at all if not for Hera, but he hadn't been Imperial either. Like Zeb, he'd merely been trying to survive in a galaxy that turned against him. Zeb, like Kanan, deserved a worthy soulmate. Kallus was the one who fell short. Adamantly, he pushed the thoughts away and focused back on the present moment. Whatever Kanan had said finally mollified Ezra, who listened to the next part of Hera's plan without complaint. Okay, so Sabine is the distraction, Kanan and Ezra are covering our retreat. You're staying with the ghost, Zeb summed up. And what about us? Kallus smiled. I'll be sneaking in and gathering the data. It's a lot of data, and downloading it will be time-consuming. There is concern whether it's valid or whether this is a trap. I'll know immediately if the data is compromised, which is why I came along rather than having your crew merely attempt to steal the data and bring it back. No point in risking the time required for the download if the data is bad. Hera nodded. Zeb, you'll be with Sabine to make it look like the distraction is something more than a distraction, Hera explained. Zeb grinned. Busting stormtrooper heads, got it. Kallus couldn't help but grin in reply. Then Zeb shifted and the pattern of fur on his arm in the shape of their shared soul mark became visible. Kallus had to tear his eyes away and hope no one noticed him looking. Looking did nothing but lead to wanting things he could not have. Kallus grunted as pain flared through his arm. He'd gotten the data, all of it, and shockingly good data at that. They'd realized only too late it was a trap. One meant for him. I suppose I should be flattered about this, Kallus groaned as he ducked down a side corridor to evade another volley of blaster shots. All this work just for me. Over the comms, Ezra muttered,
How come he isn't getting yelled at for chattering over comms?
Hera sighed.
Because Kallus has years more experience at this and he can multitask.
Zeb cut in.
Sabine and I are two corridors away.
Blaster bolts hit the wall to Kallus's left and the floor to his right. Some days, he was really grateful for the shit marksmanship training the average stormtrooper received.
And Ezra and I should be right behind you,
Kanan chimed in, as Kallus took another sharp left. Good thing he'd memorized the layout of this facility. I'd rather the lot of you not risk getting caught, Kallus informed them. No use in letting the Imperials catch this many of us. Kallus carefully took a few shots at the stormtroopers closing in. He allowed himself a single moment of satisfaction when two of them went down. Zeb growled.
If you think we're leaving ya.
Kallus huffed. That would be the wise course of action, but I know you won't. However, don't bother coming to me. I'll meet you as planned. Hera sounded unsure as she asked,
What's your plan?
Kallus grinned, even though none of them would see it, taking a page out of the usual Rebel guidebook.
Huh?
A confused Ezra asked. Kanan hummed.
Think he's going to just improvise and run very quickly.
Indeed, Kallus replied.
Spectres, get back to the ghost,
Hera ordered, choosing to trust in Kallus's ability to take care of himself. Good, that's what he wanted. He had this under control now. Another sharp turn, and the expected maintenance access panel was right where it should be. Getting in took longer than was ideal, but he made it.
Is he pulling an Ezra?
Sabine asked, a grin evident in her voice.
What's that supposed to mean?
Ezra asked. Kallus only listened with half an ear to the rest of what was said as he focused on backtracking towards where the ghost was waiting. Despite Ezra's complaint that suggested otherwise, the Spectres talked entirely too much while on and off. It was honestly a miracle they hadn't been caught more often. That much calm chatter was nothing but a distraction. He took two detours, intentionally leaving signs to misdirect. Still, he skidded into the hangar just ahead of another group of stormtroopers. Go! Kallus shouted at Zeb, Kanan, and Ezra, who were waiting for him at the base of the ramp. Sabine is already on the guns, Kanan told him, answering the question before Kallus could even ask it. The four of them retreated, and Hera took to the air the minute they were aboard. Did you get it? Ezra demanded. Kallus pulled out the data spike. I did, and yes, it was worth the trip. Zeb noticed the state of Kallus's arm then. You're bleeding, Zeb pointed out. Let me take a look. Attempting to hold back the sudden panic at the idea that Zeb would see his soul mark, Kallus shook his head. No, that's quite all right, Kallus demurred. Ezra snorted. Hera won't want you bleeding all over the ghost. Kanan swiftly agreed with his Padawan. Let Zeb look you over. There was no choice but to agree. Slumping, Kallus murmured his agreement. Zeb herded him to the galley and went to fetch a medkit. I take it your soul mark is on your arm, Zeb rumbled, and you don't want anyone to see it. Kallus nodded sharply once. Solmarks were a liability in the Empire. The thing was, that statement was absolute fact. Most Imperial officers and all ISB agents kept theirs hidden or got them covered up somehow. Soulmates were a weakness, and the Empire did not tolerate weakness. Shaking his head, Zeb replied, "Cal, you ain't with the Empire anymore." Looking away, Callus sighed. "Being my soulmate would still be a liability," Callus countered. "Keeping it hidden is the best decision I could make for them." Zeb froze. "You say that like you know who it is," Zeb said slowly. Cursing himself for the slip, Callus abruptly replied, "Are we tending my arm or not?" Staring at him, ears flat, Zeb nodded. "Yeah, we are." Calling on every ounce of his ISB training, Callus mechanically removed the torn and stained jacket and shirt so Zeb could get to his arm. Zeb would see that was inevitable now, but Callus would keep control of himself, and then, as soon as they were back on Yavin 4, he'd find a secluded spot and bury every ounce of emotion tied to it. As ISB, he'd been trained to do exactly that after all. Despite being a rebel now, that training still had its uses. Zeb's sharp intake of breath was all Callus needed to know that his mark had been seen. "Cal," Zeb rumbled. "Cal, that's..." Callus slumped over himself. "It is, yes." Zeb looked a bizarre mix of confused and hurt. "How long have you..." Zeb trailed off, not daring to actually ask. "Since Baron," Callus admitted. The noise Zeb let out sounded like a frustrated growl, but Callus didn't know if it actually was frustration or if it was anger. "You should have said," Zeb told him. Shaking his head emphatically, Callus insisted, "I could not. I should have refused to let you treat my arm even now. This is nothing but an unfair burden to you." Zeb stared at him, incredulity writ large across his face. "A burden?" Zeb repeated. Callus nodded. "With all I've done, I am utterly unworthy and undeserving of being your soulmate. You deserve much better," Callus explained. "Sharing a mark with me is a burden you did not deserve to bear." "What you are is an idiot," Zeb informed him. "If you don't want to be with me, that's one thing. But you don't get to decide all by yourself that you're a burden." Zeb ran a clawed hand over his head. "Look, I'm not saying your past doesn't matter or ignoring that you did terrible things. I certainly didn't like you when we first met, but that's not who you are anymore. You're not Agent Callus, ISB 21. You're Alexander Callus of Rebel Intelligence, and I rather like this version of you." Callus shifted awkwardly. "Garazeb, I..." Zeb crossed his arms and stared. "I don't know how to do this," Callus admitted. Softening, Zeb replied, "It's not like we have to run off and find an officiant to marry us the minute we get back. We can take our time and sort ourselves out. But that means you can't keep hiding things from me." Callus stared at him for several long moments. "You're actually... this doesn't bother you," Callus prodded. With a groan, Zeb turned to the medkit he'd set on the table. "If it bothered me, I wouldn't have said anything." "Oh," Callus said softly. Zeb shook his head. "Yeah." "Take their time. That was... reasonable. Very reasonable," Callus supposed. "You're sure?" Callus asked. Huffing out a laugh, Zeb replied, "Yeah, Cal, I'm sure. Now, let me fix your arm up before you bleed all over and get Hira mad at the both of us. We can worry about the rest later." Blowing out a long, slow breath, Callus nodded. "Very well." It was a start, and that was more than he'd ever deserve. But Callus was selfish enough to take it. The end.